BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. We're clocking in today. It's Throwback Thursday. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Yep, you know how we do it inside the Madhouse. High today, ooh, it's going to be 70, but we need to get there quick. It's clear skies right now with a lot of clouds out there, but it's going to be clear weather-wise as far as rain. No rain in the forecast, but if you're leaving out the house right now, it is 43 degrees. 43 right now if you're leaving out the house. Yeah, boy, it's cold out there. When you open that door to come outside in the morning, if your body ain't already woke, it will be awakened. All right? I'm telling you that right now. Tomorrow's high, though, is only 50, and Saturday's high is about 51. Whew, it's going to be a cold weekend. It's one of the weekends that just make you want to stay in the house, stay under the covers, and don't do nothing but sip hot cocoa from your Keurig. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you? You all right?
I'm wonderful.
How was your event yesterday?
I need to send a huge shout out to the students over there at Thomasboro. We had a great time for their homecoming pep rally. So shout out to all of the students over there and the principal. McKeever, who was Principal Cupcake yesterday, shout out to her. She had on her red wig. She was doing it. So, and also have to send a huge shout out to Miss Brittany Bogues from the Bogues Consulting Group. She had her C-suite experience. These are females that are CEOs in the business, doing it real big. So, great information. Great way to spend a working woman Wednesday. So, thanks for inviting me out, Miss Brittany.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to the comedian Burpee.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east side.
Good morning.
Everybody on the west side.
Good morning.
Everybody on the south side.
Good morning.
And two thumbs up for everybody on the north side.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
I just want to say, yesterday we went out and shot a commercial with Burpee and Tone X from our sister station, V1019.
And I will never
do that again, Miss Jessica.
You won't do that.
They tore the Walmart on North Tryon up.
Do you
remember when we had the rides and they tore the Walmart up over there on North Tryon?
Yes.
That's what it was like with Burpee and Tone X. They tore the Walmart up.
Now, Jessica,
I want to apologize on behalf of Beasley Broadcasting for the things that Burpee and Tone X did in that Walmart yesterday.
Now, Jessica,
this is completely.
You had Larry and Tone X together.
And Burpee.
In one area.
Burpee out there pushing buttons.
Tore the Walmart up.
I would probably have to say, if I'm going to put a list together and top on my list, it would probably be No Limit Larry.
You know, I'm like, you know what, Jessica, you've been hating on me ever since I got here. You know what, I'm sick of this. It was Burpee. Burpee was like, I wish the people out there at Walmart was up this morning so they can tell you the stuff that Burpee was doing. He up there taking buggies. He up there taking down bikes. He up there trying to put together the little, radio flyer little, wagons man, Burpee was in there.
Wagon?
Playing with the little dog, the little fake dog. Burpee was in there tearing it up.
Really? That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
We couldn't even get started shooting because y'all over there promoting comedy shows and trying to get people to listen to the radio. No.
Don't you put that
on me, Larry.
I don't have a comedy show.
But you was helping?
I don't have a comedy show. That's all I'm saying. Nope. And then Burpee got into an argument with two women that came over there.
Now, I did not get into that argument with them. Larry, of course, first of all, you know you can't say nothing to Larry without him saying something back to you.
Okay, I'm
Jessica, this woman literally, she really got upset She said she saw me, Larry Tone, and Brian with the buggies full of toys for the commercial, mind you. And she said, y'all don't do no shopping. We do all the shopping.
She was like, Y'all need to give me them buggies. I said, look, ma'am, I shop.
She know what you talking about.
Yes, she will.
No, she wasn't. She said, I don't care if y'all shoot a commercial.
They was like, quiet on the set. I ain't got to be quiet no damn Walmart.
That's
okay.
Okay, lady ma'am. Sit down somewhere.
That went down on yesterday, and also going down on yesterday, if you haven't heard, we did a story last week. Mm-hmm. Was it Monday? Mm-hmm. Well, we did a story of a teacher from Garinger High School who alleged was having sex with a student. And yesterday we was in the studio and I was telling y'all that Lake Norman Charter was on lockdown. And the reason it was on lockdown because they had a SWAT situation. And we found out that the SWAT situation actually involved this teacher from Garinger, Miss Emma, and her husband. It was apparent that, according to reports, that it was a murder-suicide. Mm. That she allegedly murdered her husband and then turned a gun on herself. All in all, this morning, she is no longer with us. It's crazy. And when I say everybody was sending us this story,
yeah.
Everybody was sending us this story, but our hearts and our prayers go out to the family of all those involved. Snow Lip Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's inspirational power word is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Let's ball, man. 607. 7 minutes out of 6 o'clock. High today. It's going to be right near 70. 43 degrees on your way out the house. And no rain in the forecast. Just cold out there. It's going to warm up this afternoon, though. But enjoy the 70 today, because tomorrow and Saturday, it's going to be cold, cold. For real. Cold, cold. So cold, like your overnight temperatures Friday and Saturday night going to be right below freezing. So if you're going to be out, like if you're going to a club or something, you're going to need the big, big coat. For real. Yeah, so get ready for that for tomorrow and for this weekend. Right about now, though, you know what time it is. It's time to find out what that hashtag MHQOTD is. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
Don't forget, each and every Saturday, it's going down. We have a live broadcast going down at the Graham Station, the Monarch Room. Vanyetta will be there this weekend with DJ Butterfingers. They got VIP tables now. It's $150 Power Saturdays VIP table, 2016 North Graham Street, right next to what, Larry?
The Family Dollar.
The Family Dollar. Go to power98fm.com for details.
All right, your Madhouse question of the day is what, Ms. Jessica?
All right, we are talking first dates. On a first date, what is the very most important question that you should ask on a first date? What is it?
Jessica, this is a good damn question.
Did you used to be a man?
That's the first question. I mean, that's the most important question.
Yeah.
In 2019, it's up there.
Let me see your baby picture. Like, let's scrap it. Say, did you used to be a man? Yeah, I need to know. Yeah, yeah.
The most important question in 2019, on the first date. I'm stumped. There's so many questions.
If you could only ask one.
Yeah, that would definitely be mine. Did you used to be a man? Let me see your baby picture. What about you?
Are you in a relationship?
No, okay. But we already on a date now, so it don't matter.
No.
I mean, but that's for you. That's
no,
your thing.
It definitely matters.
That's your thing.
Are you in a relationship? Do you have a girlfriend?
As important
married?
As that question is, I don't think that's the most important question in 2019.
No, because that's going to tell me if I need to continue this or not.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship? That's crazy that you say that that's not the most important question. That's funny. I think it sort of shows men and women's thinking. Also.
Well, a lot of women wouldn't say that because we already on a date now.
But what does that have to do with anything?
We already out here now.
First date, you got to find that out beforehand.
Yeah, we already out here. We should have already talked about that.
I can still shut this first date down.
You can.
It might be a blind date, whatever it is, but I need nothing.
Most important question. 2019, we grown. am I knocking it down tonight?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 2019. What's happening? What's up?
I actually saw somebody respond that way.
Yes. What's up?
This question.
What's up? What's up with it?
What you got, Madhouse Nation?
You can knock it down, but I used to be a man.
Nah, hell no. Hell no.
You didn't ask that question.
Yeah, you asked that question.
Stop, y'all.
See what I mean? I need to see your baby picture, like, let's scrap it.
Larry, what if before you got married, you
nope. If you would like to answer this question, head on over to our Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry. You need to cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folk got hit his. No cap.
6:21 here in the Queen City. It's time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. The Salt and Pepper story is on its way to Lifetime. The 3-hour biopic will tell the story of the women and how they created music despite their contrasting personalities. It's going to be written by Abdul Williams. It's the same person that wrote the Bobby Brown story and the New Edition story. Also, Salt and Pepper are going to have their hands in it, and Queen Latifah will be writing on it as well. The biopic is currently being filmed. So, you all can check that out on Lifetime.
I think that's going to be dope.
Hey, I got a question,
if
y'all.
If it's the same writers that did the Bobby Brown and the New Edition, right. I think it should turn out dope.
Normally, Lifetime movies.
Yeah, okay. But I think they got good writers this time.
Lifetime movies are great.
But Not their biopics.
They've had some pretty good ones. The ones that have been produced by Wendy Williams have been bad. They've got other biopics that have been pretty good, though.
The quick question, who's credited with being the first female rapper? Do we know?
That's credited with being the first female rapper?
Yes, that's a good question.
Probably somebody.
Like, not the first, highest selling female. Yeah, like the first just one period? To come on the scene. Yeah. Do we know?
We're about to Google it.
Yeah.
We'll have that answer for you guys when we come back.
Why were you asking that? From?
Because Salt and Pepper, they were pretty early in the game. They were what, late 80s?
Yeah, but there was somebody before them, like Lady Saul.
Roxanne Shanté.
Might be Roxanne Shanté.
MC Light, I believe, might have been before them.
Yeah.
Or MC maybe Light she was right around that time.
MC Light was before them.
But yeah.
Because I know they were all hot around the same time. Who was credited with being the first female rapper?
This is a question that you probably should have asked off the air.
Yeah, Burpee. Thank you, Burpee.
I think that's a good question for people to know. Somebody might call up here and tell us.
This was about Salt and Pepper, though. All right, I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
It's that Chris Brown, No God, and Charlotte's Plug is powered out of the game. Hey. 5.88 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Chris Brown, Drake, No Guidance right there. And, of course, y'all got to hit that hashtag MHQOTD. The Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We are asking you, what is the most important question to ask on a first date?
And I said it is, if you're a man, you should ask a woman, did you used to be a man?
I asked.
I need to see your baby picture.
You know what I asked. Am I going to knock it down tonight?
Yeah, you can, but I used to be a man. And Jessica, yours was?
Are you in a relationship? I need to know. You dating? Are you married? What's going on? Divorce? What's up? I need to know. Let me know. Let us know. At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
Coming up, we got your Madhouse Throwback Classic, and we got your crazy news on the way. It's Pod 88.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah. That's crazy. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. That's it right there. Time for our crazy news story. What you got for him today, Bert?
Crazy news coming from the world of entertainment today. T.I., a.k.a. Tip. A.K.A. Clifford Harris has something crazy.
A.K.A. Hustle Gang Head Honcho.
All right. So he was actually on a podcast doing an interview, and he says that he goes to the gynecologist with his oldest daughter, Deja Harris. She's 18 years old, to make sure that her hymen...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's still intact.
That's nasty.
Right, that is what he does. He says he goes with her. He says after her 16th birthday party, he put a sticky note on her door that says, Gano, tomorrow, 9:30. So they're going to the doctor, and he says that, you know, Deja has to give the doctor permission to reveal her medical records to him.
Right.
And she does that and things. And so... yeah, he goes to the doctor with her to make sure that her hymen is still intact. Now, the people that were on this interview with him said, hey, T.I., you know that a young lady's hymen can be broken. Sex is not the only way, which is true. Sex is not the only way that you can break a hymen.
He's from the hood. He don't know.
And
you're going to leave Tip alone. He's very smart.
They were saying things like riding a bike or... riding horses or like playing sports do that.
Larry.
Can do that. Yeah, exactly. Calm down, Larry. And T.I. was like, she don't do none of that. So, right. She don't do none of that.
Right.
And then he goes on to say, I'm proud to let you all know that she's 18 years old and her hymen is still intact. Dad, calm down. Get off this podcast or this interview spreading all my business.
Get off her hymen. How about that,
Tip? Yeah, jeez. What do you all think about this? What do you all think about T.I. going to the gynecologist with his daughter to make sure that her hymen is still intact?
You know, I think the head honcho of Hustle Gang, a.k.a. Clifford Harris. Honestly, from a father's standpoint of view, I really applaud him for being heavily involved in all of his kids' life, including his daughters. You know, it is so important for females to have that bond with their father, and a lot of our African-American females don't. So the simple fact that he's involved and that he's involved to this degree, I applaud it. I ain't mad at it.
It's too far. It's too far. Because then if you go to the gynecologist to find out her hymen is not intact, then what? Then what you gonna do, Tip? Like, seriously, what are you gonna do if you find out it's not intact? I just think if a female, if you have that relationship with your daughter, then you can have that conversation. You can have that conversation about sex. That's really the reason that he's going, to make sure she's not doing it.
I think they've already had a conversation. They have plenty of conversations. If you watch the show, he talked to his kids all the time.
I get that. But at the same time, if she's comfortable enough in having that conversation with you about her losing her virginity or having sex for the first time or whatever the case may be, then you going with her to the gynecologist is not going to make her feel comfortable enough to come with you and talk about that.
Okay.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much. And you're talking to someone who has a great relationship with her father. Mm-hmm. I am a daddy's girl all day. It is a bit much. It's not like Tip doesn't have, like Deja doesn't have two females in her life. She has her mother, and she also has Tiny that can handle this. And then on top of that, now, Dad, you are going on a public platform spreading my business. Come on, cut it out. It's too much. No. Calm down. This was a bit much. This was a bit much. No.
Way too much, in my opinion.
Yeah. And if he's a single father and you have to do that, okay, that's cool. But even in that regard, don't get on public on a public platform spreading my business. This isn't your business, Dad. This is my business. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. I don't choose to share that. But she does have two females. And when it comes to the female body, men don't know anything about that. You all don't know anything about that. So like Burpee says, what happens if the hymen is broken? Then what do you do, Dad? Like, you're going to trip on me over what? Like you said, it could have been a simple conversation. Are you sexually active? And then we can just go from there. you ain't got to go with me to the gynecologist and then spread my business on a platform like that. But what do you think? Give us a call, 570-WPEG.
No limit, lyric.
Power not.
WPJ Charlotte plug for new hip hop and R&B. Crazy news today. What are we talking about today, Bert?
Crazy news is T.I. went on a podcast and said that he goes with his oldest daughter still to this day to the gynecologist to make sure that her hymen is still intact.
What do y'all think about it, Charlotte? Madhouse Nation.
Hey, I want to say that there is definitely a lack of trust somewhere if he feels like he has to take his daughter to the gynecologist. Because that's like going through your kid's cell phone. If you don't trust what they're telling you is going on, you're checking for yourself. So somewhere along there, they need to build the trust back up because he definitely don't trust her. Mm.
Power 98, good morning.
I'm actually a female. But I think it's too much, and I just want to know if he's making this a double standard thing or if he's treating his sons the same way. Like, are you making sure your sons aren't out there breaking any other female timing?
That's a good point.
No, we know it's a double standard in life.
I don't mean it's right.
Hey, a lot of things in life ain't right. That don't mean people don't do it. No, I'm just saying. Good morning.
Okay, honestly, I don't think anything is wrong with that. It's not like he's going into the room while she's getting the exam. He just want to make sure that his daughter is straight. If more parents did that, it wouldn't be so much teenage pregnancy out here. And he takes care of her, and he takes great care of his kids. And I applaud him for that. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think if you, like I said, if you watch the show and you watch him interact with all his kids, he keeps it 100 with them, and I don't think he's going for it to be a trust issue. I don't think it's a trust issue at all when it comes to him and what he's doing with his daughter. I don't think it's a trust issue at all. Pod out of here, good morning.
So I think he did the right thing and the wrong thing at the same time, because if he letting everybody know my hymen ain't broken, that's gonna make him want it a little bit more. But it's also good that he know that she's trying to do her best. That's all I got to say.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good comment. Thank you for your comment this morning, Mr. Tony. Good morning.
It's a bit too much. You know, my father was stupid like that. Okay, you can't. So I think that he is really, really acting stupid. It's none of his business. That is her body. Tell somebody to tell him to get examined in his asshole and see if it's small like it's supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness.
She bad for real.
Ma'am,
did you have a daddy?
I don't know what kind of relationship you had.
She was mad. She was mad, man.
I don't think men get the size of that.
I don't know now.
I don't know if they go to the doctor to get that mess.
Woo! Woo! Proud of that. Good morning.
I believe over that question, what you say, she my daughter. And I believe that I'm paying for, so yes, I got all the right to do all that.
You know what? And, people will sit back and say it's none of his business, but that's his child. And, I think for a lot of people, yes, our children do grow up. And as a lot of times, us as parents, we tend to remove ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we got to start asking ourselves, is that the right thing to do? Even when they get older, is that the right thing to do for us to completely or start to removing ourselves from our children's life? Because I'm just saying, it ain't your business, it's her body. But I'm still her daddy, and or I'm still her mama. So, I don't know. But for me personally, I really can't tell a parent what to do with their child. That's your child. If that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. Coming up, man, we're going to let y'all shine. 570 WPEG.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gaston, your.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wild Lake Jeremiah on chill. 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hot day in the Queen City is going to be right near 70. 44 degrees on you at the house, and we about to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Good morning. Who trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm trying to let my nephew Tavius Wally shine. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Tavius. And he love you.
My Scorpio pot.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
I want to give a shout out to Ramsey and Madison Hines. I'm letting their light shine.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hey, this is your girl, Lily. I'm trying to let my boys, Savion and Cannon, shine. They did so good on their report cards yesterday.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
All right, man. Who you got, Burba? Who you going to let shine?
I want to let my little nephew, my homie, Jaden, out there in Concord, a.k.a. Central Cabarrus. He's a freshman. He made the basketball team out there. He will be the starting point guard. And he got all A's, straight A's, on his report card. And shout out to my babies for getting A's on their report cards also. Shout out to the fam.
What grade are you, your nephew?
Ninth.
Okay.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
All right. There it is, man. All right. I want to let the McClintock Scott shine. You know, that's, I used to go to that middle school. It was junior high back then. McClintock, they are the back-to-back East Division football champs. They beat Northridge yesterday 12-6 to secure the championship. So shout out to East Mac and Coach Jerome over there. Let them shine in the morning. And a man named Roz York at the University of Nevada. Yesterday, they had opening night basketball. And during the opening night, they do like a half-court shot. And if you hit the shot, you get free tuition. And Roz York stepped up, and that boy hit that shot.
Mm.
That boy got free tuition for his entire college career. Shout out to him, baby. Let him shine. You know, if you got somebody you need to let shine, we do it every day about this time. 570-WPEG. Let us hear it, man. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world.
No limit.
Right now, you can get 2 Minute Maid 12-ounce juices for $3.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. Going to be talking about Meek Mill. He wants to do something real big for his community. Got details about that. One of your love and hip-hop New York personalities might be returning. Got details about that. What's going on with Chris Brown and that yard sale? And ABC is bringing something back this holiday season. What is ABC bringing back this holiday season?
What's the name of that Christmas movie where that boy say, you'll shoot your eye out?
Christmas Story.
Yeah, they bringing it back.
ABC is bringing back Aisha. You are the girl that I never had, and I want to get to know you better.
He just want to say.
Not the group.
Oh.
The network. The television station.
Oh.
Them boys still alive.
ABC is bringing back Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
We'll see. Find out what ABC is bringing back this holiday season coming up in your nosy neighbor news.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Yes, I also have a chance for you to win tickets for our Power 98 Winter Block Party. So make sure you keep it locked. That's coming up after this Leighton Green Leave Him Alone here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. I've got your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, November 7th, being brought to you by the Red Kettle Campaign. Want to make a difference this holiday season? Give to the Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign and help families in need right here in our community. Log on to power98fm.com to give online today. Meek Mill wants to build a super school. The rapper hopped on Twitter to say, since they got like 30 abandoned schools in Philly, can we buy one and build a super school in our own neighborhood? I hang with a lot of billionaires that really care about education. The schools in some areas of Philly are outdated, with many posing serious health risks for the students that attend. The Philadelphia School District has been hit by major budget cuts over the last couple of years. So hopefully he'll be able to pull this one off. Way to go, Meek Mill. Chris Brown is having a yard sale. It kicked off yesterday and will continue today from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. He opted on social media to promote the event with the date, time, and even the address to his home. Chris was selling significantly marked down high-end designer items. Police officers with building and safety personnel are on site. His security team had to negotiate with the city to allow the sale to take place over the 2-day period. Mendeecees Harris might be getting out of jail soon. The Love & Hip Hop New York personality has been in jail for 4 years. He was sentenced to 8 years after pleading guilty to drug trafficking back in 2015. He could be home early this month or sometime in December, but no later than December 15th. ABC announced that it's bringing All in the Family and Good Times Live in front of a studio audience for the holiday. Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear will team up once again to produce this live event, and it will air on Wednesday, December 18th. So go ahead and mark your calendar. Happy birthday to Algie Smith and Billy Graham. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Jessica. Power 98. RIP to the late, great Billy Graham. I didn't know he was a Scorpio. Shout out to him, Billy Graham, Scorpio partner. All right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Chris Brown. What did she say Chris Brown was doing, and how long did she say it would last? 570-WPEG, first caller through, correct now. So you going to see the baby, December the 5th at our Winter Block Party at Bojangles Coliseum.
Suckers call them old school. We call them classics. Oh.
Another Larry the Morning Mad House, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 7:38, 12 minutes away from, actually 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock, 12 minutes away from Incognito coming live in the kitchen. You got to hit these hashtags, hashtag MHQOTD. The Mad House question of the day is what the name is, Jessica?
We are asking you about first dates. What's the most important question that you should ask on a first date?
And I said, I want to know, did you used to be a man? I need to see your baby bitch. You ain't got no picture of you as a baby.
I want to know, am I knocking it down?
Yeah, but I used to be a man.
I want to know if you're in a relationship. Or like someone said on your page, is there someone in a relationship with you?
That's kind of a good question.
I need to know that.
Somebody think they go with you?
Yeah, exactly. Did someone say that she is married to you? I need to know.
That's a good question.
All right. Let us know on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right. It's time to find out why Larry is mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Larry Mad is being brought to you by Beasley Eats. You already know what, man, the Cheesecake Carousel. Attention, if you're a cheesecake lover, you need to check out the Cheesecake Carousel for authentic New York cheesecake. You can check it out at the corner of Trade and Tryon, Wednesday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. They got strawberry, they got banana pudding. You know, cheesecake is their world, quality is their passion. Check them out, Cheesecake Carousel. All right, Larry is mad today. They at it again. They are at it again. I am mad today at Jessica Smith of Pennsylvania. What did Jessica Smith do? Well, Jessica Smith has hoodwinked and bamboozled donors from Facebook and GoFundMe by creating a fake cancer diagnosis. And she went on there on the GoFundMe and the Facebook, and she got people to donate money to her behind her cancer diagnosis. And they donated over $10,000. But I'm mad at her. But I'm also mad at how the people found out. Y'all asked me how the people found out that she was lying and she didn't have cancer.
Larry, how did the people find out she was lying and didn't have cancer?
Her own damn husband turned her in.
Wait, what?
Her own damn husband turned her in.
These hoes ain't loyal.
We supposed to be a team. If I'm out here bamboozling and scamming and getting this money for the fam, you're supposed to be down with this. You are my significant other. You are my better half. How dare you grow a conscience and turn me in? You gonna turn me in to the federal authorities after I done gained the family $10,000? I am mad at her for scamming, but I'm more mad at her husband for turning her in, even though it might be the right thing to do. It might be the right thing to do. But you gonna tell it on me, and I'm your wife? I can't believe this. He said he saw the page, he saw it growing and grow, and he saw the number get to 10,000, and he was like, wait a minute, we don't have any medical bills. You don't have cancer. So he felt compelled in his spirit. He felt compelled in his spirit to go tell it on his own damn wife.
Was this us or them?
Go look at the picture when I put it up on hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am no living Larry.
When you said he turned her in, I already knew it was them. Black people gonna be like, how much we getting? How much we got?
My other question is, are they gonna remain married? You done snitched on me and got the money taken.
I can't trust you.
And now I can't say what you do that. This is grounds for a divorce. This
ultimate
is
ultimate vows.
What part of the vows is that? They say for rich or for poor.
For
sickness
for
and
health. Better or worse?
When I lie, you lie. That's what vow that is.
I was at my worst, and I had to make up this lie.
Do it say through stupidity.
Whatever. It's the vow. When I lie, you lie. We lie. We lie together. That's what it is. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. On my Instagram page, I am No Limit Larry. This is a damn shame.
No Limit
None of Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Hey, you want to go to $2 Fridays at the White House? Hit us up right now. 570 WPEG. Caller number 9. We putting you in the building. You know what time it is. It is time to get Burpee Stoss.
Okay, it's Thursday, guys. It's one of my favorite days of the week. Larry, hit my hotkey! Shut your dumb ass up. I love it. Let's go ahead and start it off, baby. First on the list, Clifford Harris.
You ain't gonna do Tip like
that. Yes, the hell I am, Larry. A.K.A. Tip.
Say it. I'm talking about
he go with his daughter to the gynecologist to make sure her hymen is still intact. You know what, Larry? I think he thought they were talking about the Heimlich maneuver. Leave her the hell alone, T.I. Stop going to the gynecologist with your daughter. Hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb
told
ass
I was
up.
Hit you with that bottle.
Next on my list. Everybody who was mad at Coach Mullen down at the University of Florida, they were mad at his wife because when the players get off the bus or when they're coming into the stadium, she gives them a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Got them on her lips.
As tradition. And y'all sitting there talking about, oh, I don't want nobody kissing my baby. These are 18 to 25-year-old football players. Everybody that is getting mad at this woman, y'all shut up and sit down somewhere. Hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up. I didn't want to hit it on myself because I'm mad at that lady.
No, you gonna hit it on yourself.
No,
man.
I'm not.
What if it was your babies? My children are young. These are grown men. If they didn't want her to kiss on them, they wouldn't let her do it.
I can't wait till they go to college and get their hymen.
I'm not gonna go with them. So and last on the list, but not least, I saw a tweet yesterday, Larry, going around that said the top of the refrigerator is not a shelf. The devil is a lie. Yes, it is a shelf. First of all, where am I supposed to put my cereal? I'm going to put my cereal on top of the Frigidaire because that's where it goes. The milk is in the refrigerator, so you reach for the cereal, get the cereal on the top, and then you get the milk out of the refrigerator, and you fix you a bowl of cereal.
Amen.
Don't you sit there and tell me that the top of the refrigerator ain't no shelf. You know why? Because people who say it ain't at the top of the shelf, ain't the shelf at the top of the fridge, they got an old-ass teapot from somebody who gave them to him sitting on the back of the refrigerator that ain't did nothing but collected dust the whole time. Larry, hit my hotkey. I'm mad.
You were mad.
Shut your dumb ass up. Telling me the top of the refrigerator ain't a shelf. Yes, it is.
Those from Burberry Stock. Think about it.
What you thought? These folks got to hit his No cap.
823 here in the Queen City. Hey, mark your calendars. November 22nd through the 29th has been designated
Shop Black Week. We want shoppers. Shoppers are asked to support Black businesses by purchasing their products, goods, or services. So once again, that date is November 22nd through the 29th. A group of different organizations has come together to designate that as Shop Black Week. Mark your calendars, all right? I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie! All right. If you're following me on social media, Instagram, you saw this come up yesterday on my Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica. Madhouse Nation, we got to help our buddy DJ Shark out. He got a bit of a situation, all right? So Shark has a cousin. She is a lesbian, and she is married. She has a wife. They would like to have a baby. So they have asked DJ Shark to step in and provide what I am calling DJ Shark's special man sauce so that they can have a baby.
Knock it down.
But the cousin of Sharks, says, you cannot sleep with my wife. We just need your special man sauce.
Oh, no.
Because we want to have this baby or whatever. Now, this question came up. How long ago, Shark? When was the first time they asked you? About 4 months ago. They asked him about 4 months ago. He said no. And, you know, he thought it was over. Until yesterday when he received another phone call saying, please, please, we really need your special man sauce. We really need.
Because they look alike. That's why she wants.
Yeah. I forgot to throw that in there. Shark and his cousin look alike. They really do. I'll post a picture of Shark and his cousin on my Instagram story, at Hey Miss Jessica. So what do you all think, Madhouse Nation? Should Shark provide his cousin with this special man sauce so that they can have a baby?
Well, they make sperm banks for this. So, I mean, Shark could go to a sperm bank and go that route and have them pay him. I think if he's going to do it, he should at least get some type of compensation. He can't sleep with the girl. So if he's going to do it, he needs some type of compensation. So he needs to at least make them pay him through a sperm bank, or you need to let him sleep with them.
Yeah. Right. So what's your cousin wife look like?
Hey, you gotta get some. I gotta get compensation. Some type of compensation.
So
if
DJ
I'm
Shark,
out.
Come here for a second.
If I'm helping out, I gotta get some
on the mic. What's your cousin wife look
any
like?
Any other time, DJ Shark hops on the mic. Now that we're discussing this, he's
put me on there
near the computer. Shark, here's my question to you: what is your concern and what is your reservation, and why don't you want to give her your man sauce?
Really?
Yeah.
Don't get nervous.
No, it ain't funny though. So like I just, for me as a man, I can't just have a child somewhere and just, all right, see y'all, and just come back to Charlotte because they live in Las Vegas. So it's like, that's for me. And then just the whole fact, like, how does this work? I give it to my cousin. Here you go, cuz.
Well, you don't have to worry about that part.
No, what? This is what you do, Shark.
Come on, man. That don't even feel right.
You do like they do it. No, look, this is how you do it. You do like they do at the sperm bank, and then you throw it at them, and they got to keep.
That never came about. That's what I'm telling you.
So here's the thing.
They said a room.
Let's get a room and then do it.
Come on, man. Yeah.
I think that there is an option for you to be able to do it, Shark, but you know, I can understand you not wanting to. I wouldn't. You know, want to charge my family members. If it's family, I'm going to do it for my family because it's family. But I can understand your concern about what happens in the future. So you just draw up like you have like some type of contract about
listen,
it.
The number two reason, how am I calling to tell my mom?
You don't.
Come on, man.
You don't share that type. It's almost as if you're a surrogate.
So you wouldn't tell your dad or something like that?
Would you be a surrogate for one of your family members?
So you wouldn't tell your dad?
Because you just said it with family. You're going to do it.
If my family, if I, there are some people out here, there are some women out here that enjoy the pregnancy process.
Right.
They enjoy that or whatever. So if I was one of those women, I've never been pregnant before, but if I was one of those women that enjoyed the pregnancy process and I had a family member that really wanted to have a baby and I was able to do that for them, Heck yeah, I do it.
I'd be concerned for the child. Because your child be running around school talking about my maternal cousin.
But see, the thing about it is y'all are providing too much information. I don't think you all have to. Y'all are worried about too much stuff that isn't really going to come up. Like, those are your only thoughts and process.
No.
The child ain't going to know that you the daddy. The child going to think
he's... I know.
And one day the child is going to ask me.
I know. Because you know a baby don't come from two mamas.
Yeah. Well, you know, you ain't... These children ain't
done. By that time, you'll be old.
I know.
Okay. What's the question?
So, do you think Shark should give his cousin his special man sauce for this?
Say sperm, Jessica.
Like special man sauce.
Oh my gosh.
Do you think 570 WPEG?
No limit, Larry.
It's a real situation in the madhouse. Today we're trying to help our wonderful producer DJ Shark out. DJ Shark's cousin is a lesbian. She's married to a woman. And they want to have a baby. So they have requested DJ Shark's special man sauce in order to have this baby. They asked him about 4 months ago. He said no. But he received another phone call yesterday saying, hey, I need you to reconsider. Will you please do this for us? The cousin says, you cannot sleep with my wife. You cannot do that. We just want the sauce.
Shark, we need that meat.
So we need really? To... We're trying to find out, should Shark do this for his cousin? Now, Shark looks just like his cousin. It you all have to like. See the picture. The picture is on my Instagram story, at Hey Miss Jessica's in the story. They look exactly alike. So, should he do this? Should he provide his special
man sauce? Same teeth and everything.
Good morning.
Good morning, No Limit.
What up, baby?
Okay, this nurse walk up 17. I just want to say, like Jessica said, if you're going to do this, you don't give out that much information. If it's you doing it for a family, they might... have a reason why they can't have a child and like say,
well, these are two lesbians, they can't have a child.
Okay, I really want to say something now because I know about this situation. If you're doing it, you are doing it for them and for the child. Like, I understand what he said in the long run, you gotta look at it. He gonna see the child like, dang, that's my little cousin over there. But you can't look at it like that because you're doing them a favor, but you don't give out no information because nobody's supposed to know you're doing this for them. It's a favor for them. So you do it, and you do it in confidentiality, and that's the agreement that y'all have. But I also put it in paper because that's what people mess up at, too, because Shark might get down the line and be like, okay, I want my damn son. But hopefully he don't do that because it's his cousin and it's a family matter. But put it on paper, get it in writing, and get it notarized, and also keep it between y'all. Nobody needs to know what's going on. So, no, don't go tell your damn mama nothing.
You sound like you getting a little heated. Good morning.
Don't do it. I had my sister-in-law ask me the same thing. She's with her partner, and they wanted my husband, her brother, to give him a baby. And we married. And I don't think at the end of the day that baby's going to ask questions eventually.
Yeah. Where my dad at? Good morning.
That's a sneaky way to ask for a threesome.
This is not a sneaky way to ask for a threesome with your brother. Get out of here. That's disgusting.
No, like if it's the girl just now said that it was her...
It was her sister-in-law.
It was her sister-in-law, right?
Like, which is her husband's sister.
Right.
But if I'm talking about if it was the girl and somebody else that's not in her family.
Baby, you just being nasty this morning. Good morning.
That's enough for me, dog. that's some stuff white people do. They have babies with their families. We don't do that. Your dad, your cousin's also your daddy. Like, how is that conversation going to go? Yeah, no. Mm-mm, he shouldn't do it.
Shock, that's 3-0 so far. We're coming back.
Boy,
y'all.
Me.
Y'all call in 570-WPG.
No limit, Larry.
All right, it's a Situation Thursday, and we are helping our brother DJ Shark out. His lesbian cousins, they want him to provide them with his special man sauce so that they can have a baby. And Shark is like, no. Now, the cousin looks just like DJ Shark. If you all want to see the cousin, I have her up on my Instagram story. They look alike. And that's also part of the reason why they want Shark to provide the special man sauce so that they can have his baby.
Childish.
DJ Shark. I mean, Butterfingers.
Butterfingers is childish.
So, Shark is like, I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. But we're wondering, what do you think, Madhouse Nation? Do you think DJ Shark should provide his special man sauce to his cousin?
Good morning.
As a man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's one thing for me to donate my man sauce to an anonymous source, but it's another thing to donate my man sauce knowing that I'm going to see my offspring. And it may not bother me now, but what if my offspring grow up and be successful or do something, and I got to look at what comes from my loins, you know, and I think it just may play something on you maybe psychologically later, but if he's okay with that, I mean, do it. If not, as a man, I couldn't see my seed. But if it was giving it to some random person, sure.
That's deep, big dog. Pie 98, good morning.
I was just calling in to say that I think they should do it. I have friends that that got a donation from the brother of one of the wives, and they love the child. They wanted the child. The brother didn't want a child, so I think they should do it.
Okay, that's a reason that, you know, you might consider DJ Shark.
Did you hang up on already?
Yeah, Pie 98, good morning.
Don't do it, Shark. Don't do it.
Why you say don't do it?
Well, first off, relationships can end bad. Mm-hmm. And she can be like, okay, I'm going to hurt you and your cousin. Take out child support on Shark. Because until you legally give up your parental rights, she's able to put child support on you.
You're absolutely right.
That's why you have a contract written up.
Contract ain't going to supersede
a child support. You can definitely have some rules and guidelines and parameters around this. This Shark not the first person that would have gave up his secret man sauce?
No, we don't.
Stop saying secret man sauce.
All in all, you can't do that until you give up your legal parental right. She's able to put child support on you. Whether you sign a contract or not, you still got to go in front of that judge and say, look, I'm giving up my legal parental right.
And that's what a lot of people are saying, you know, for the legal side of things. You definitely have to, you know, that's why a lot of people go through the sperm bank, because 9 times out of 10, they take care of all that stuff for you when you go in there and do that. But if you're going to go do it in a room on your own, there's a lot of stuff you got to do that comes with it.
Chocolate Diamond 33 says, oh, wow, they do look like siblings. I think he should do it, especially if they're close.
Papa 98, good morning.
I think he should do it. Well, I mean, because that long, in the long term thing of it, and at the end of the line, she's going to ask who her dad is. And then rather than her going out to try and find a stranger that she doesn't know, he's going to be like right there. It's not like he's not going to be a part of her life. So it wouldn't be that far of a stretch for him to be like, when she's a little bit older, when she can understand, like, hey, I'm your father. Because she already knows him, so it's not like she has to go.
She ain't going to have to go that far because he's going to be at the family reunion.
Not going to have to go far at all.
You know how them table conversations go at the family reunion?
Like me.
What? Wait a minute.
He going to look like you. But, never mind. I guess it is from you. It is from you. I was going to say it from your cousin. But, Shark, I actually have a poll up on my Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's 50-50. 50% say yes and 50% say no.
Well, right now, Shark, by my count, it's 8 no's and 3 yeses.
I say yes, dude. Did you count my yes?
No, I didn't count. That make it 4. I said no, so that make it 9.
I said no.
And that make it 10 no's to
Butter
4 yeses.
Butter said yes.
Butter said, what's your count,
said
Butter?
Yeah.
You
go, Butter, now that make it 10 to 5. 10 to 5. 10 no's, 5 yeses.
I got a 50-50 over here on my page.
Pound out of here, good morning.
Oh, hey, Blarus.
Oh, Lord, dude. What you got, dude?
How y'all doing? What? My family.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up, big dog?
I just love it. Oh, my family. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now, my comment is, I will give up the special sauce, but I wouldn't give it to my cousin, but we would have to do this the organic way now. Now, the Butch, the other side now, they would have to know now. Look, your lady and your spouse now, we're going to have to do this the natural way, the organic way. That way, when she get that boomerang, she
you're going to come back, I'm going to have to give you some seconds, honey.
Bye, Tootles.
And ain't nothing wrong with somebody looking
bye.
Like me, honey.
Bye, Tootles.
Give her that boomerang, honey.
Bye, Tootles. Ain't nobody boomerang in nowhere. Bye.
Want some curves?
Bye, Tootles. Bye.
Once she is mine.
Bye, Tootles. Tootles, if you don't get off this phone.
Shock, it went down. It's more of a 48% to 52. 52% say no on my page.
There you go.
We still going to vote. Let's see how it gets, let's see where it gets to by the end of the show.
All right, coming up, man, we're about to play everybody's favorite game show. Right now, Shock, you on no. Don't do it. Don't do it, big dog, okay?
Oh, Shock has already made up his mind. This is for radio now.
Good content.
But you never know. Cup of drinks, you know, Shock, get on a couple of them drinks.
Shock, is there anything that you know, can change your mind? Anything at all that might be able to change your mind
about
this situation?
He's been known to fall into a stud or two.
No, ma'am.
So you're dead set on, I know, right thing, Larry. Jeez, you dead set on not doing it.
As they say in the A, I'm dead set.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. And morning.
Here on Power 98.
You know what time it is. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you...
Backslide!
570-WPEG. Don't worry. We're not going to ask you if you're giving up your special man sauce to your cousin on Black Smart this morning. Wale Jeremiah on Chill is Pot Out of 8.
We've been on a tragedy for...
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you...
Black Smart!
Yep, and let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
My name is Chantrell. How you doing, man?
What's up, Chantrell? You all right, big dope?
Yes, sir.
All right, Chantrell, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, Chantrell, all right?
I got you.
What? All right, I'm going to kick it off for you this morning, all right?
Let's go.
My big dog, my big homie, Sean Puffy Combs, he started a record label. What is the name of Sean Puffy Combs' record label? Mm.
Bad Boys. Bad Boys Entertainment, Bad Boys.
Mm-hmm. I get to you.
Thank you.
It ain't Boys, it's Bad Boy. But I get to
Bad Boy. Oh, Bad Boys.
Yeah, okay. I get to you. Appreciate it. Yeah. What you got for him, Ms. Jessica?
All right, I need you to tell me, what does FUBU stand for?
What is what?
FUBU.
FUBU. Oh, for us, by us. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's smart today. He's smart today. Look, he out here talking big jump.
Hey, I'm right, dog.
You win. You got that right, and because you got it correct, we are sending you a copy of the WWE 2K20 game. You got to tell everybody what station hooked you up with it, homeboy.
Power 98.
Power 98 presents.
What the benefit, man, is the baby, the bird.
The winner block party. Starring...
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica, what was that question of the day?
We're asking you what is the most important question that you should ask on a first date?
Mm. And I said, I want to see your baby picture. I want to know, did you used to be a man?
You know what? If a dude asked me that on my first date, that would be the end of that date. Okay. We would never go out on a date.
That's
again.
Cool. I just think you used to be a man.
I mean,
and you know, it's not what you ask; it's how you ask it. Because you ask it in a joking way, and then be like, "Yeah, but I'm serious."
Yeah, but the minute that you let me know that you're being serious about it, I can't do it. Like I'm reading some of these questions. Like, this guy on my Instagram, on my Facebook page says, "Are you healed?" So you're assuming that I'm broken? Like, I don't. You can't ask me that. Like,
look, I done got as some my deep question.
Yeah, you might be talking about are you healed from the world? Like, are you saved? That might be what he means.
No. Like, you assuming that I'm broken. Get out of here.
Miss Man 11 said, aren't you glad I look like my pictures?
That's pretty cute.
Nah, don't be smart. Riri 718 said, is anyone under the impression you are in a relationship with them? What and where do you see yourself in your future?
Yeah. Mastermind says, my first question would be, do you have more than two kids? And do they have the same daddies? And where are they?
We talked about this at a workshop. So I am Devin's comment. And she said, I want to know, how were you raised? This is actually a good question. We talked about this in a workshop. How were you raised?
Gemini, that guy 08 says, what's your credit score? Another man, one that will end the
day. I'm not telling you.
That
first
will end the day. I'm not revealing you my credit score.
On my first date?
On a first date?
No.
Always Jasmine said, you've been to jail, on your way, got warrants, on probation, that's or a parole, good question. Kids, STDs, ever, married, single.
What? One question.
Then she said, I studied journalism, so I'm a 21 questions kind of woman.
6 foot of melanin said, what religion are you? I love bacon, and I can't date no Muslim.
I have a friend. That's a true story. I have a friend who is like, look, Christmas is my holiday. So if you can't celebrate Christmas, we're going to have a whole lot of problems.
Dirk, though, said, how many toes you got? What kind of people are y'all dealing with?
Hey, man, chime in, tap in on the Madhouse question of the day. Every morning we drop it at 6:05. And, of course, you know the voicemail is always popping. 704-227-8780. You want to comment on anything you heard on the show. Burp, you already know Mr. What the Hell has got a comment to you. And we got a lady on here. Good morning.
Good morning, Madhouse. I just want to chime in on the situation this morning. DJ Shark, no, don't give him your special man sauce, because, you know, you said that you just can't make a child in this world and not do anything for it. There's plenty of dads out here that doesn't want to do for their kids that they make, so let them go find one of them and let them get their man sauce.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Slurpy Burpy can't send a man. Emma dead. She killed herself and her husband. And no limit, Miss Jessica, I love y'all questions. Derby, shut your dumb ass up. The first question, or the most important question you need to ask on the first date is, do you have any diseases? You need to know if they curable, incurable, uncurable, or like threatening. That's what you need to know, Burpy. Mess around, stick your little weenie meat and something, and you're shriveled up like a damn prune. And no limit. And them vows, it don't say, if I go to jail, you go to jail. Hell to the no, to the no, no, no. I can't go.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Make sure y'all keep it tapped in with the Madhouse, man. We drop your Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. And anything you hear on the show you want to comment on, you can always leave it on the voicemail. 704-227-8780. Khalid, Megan Thee Stallion, Yo God and Talk Remix, Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.